Your name?
Kimon Freeman.
Kimon Freeman, you had an interesting run-in with the police not too long ago. You left your kid in the car and you for a minute, a second, not long, and you ended up in jail. How'd that happen?
Well, I'd like to start the story off with the fact, I point out that Obama takes a swim in the Gulf of Mexico after the largest oil spill in history, with millions of gallons of chemical dispersants in the water with unknown effects on the environment, and takes his daughter with him, and he's applauded. But yet, I go to the MOST machine with my sleeping kid in the back seat, 25 feet away from me, with a glass door between us, and I'm charged with second-degree cruelty. The windows, of course, was up, but the sunroof was open, and it was under the shady side of the street, and it took about the time it takes for a MOST machine transaction. In fact, it was less than that, because before I could complete my transaction, MPD had happened across the scene, and a conversation ensued. And because of their police state and position and disregard of community relations, was argumentative and completely reactionary in their handling of the situation. And I was detained because of a warrant 10 years ago for an open container of beer. That was the original charge I was being held for, but that was immediately dismissed, and I was held for second degree cruelty to my own child because I was 30 feet away from a vehicle with my child inside sleep.
And your child was taking a heck of a nap.
My child, thank goodness, was not feeling well, so he had just took some Motrin, so he was sleeping through the entire ordeal and didn't witness any of it.
So what happened? You come out, you see the cop by your car, you come out, and a conversation ensues, and you end up in handcuffs?
In handcuff after being publicly ridiculed because I'm somehow a bad father. I've been associated with people who go shopping with a kid in the parking lot or something like that, when that is farthest from the truth. And they refused to. In fact, I was ridiculed because I was begging and pleading with them not to put my kid through the system, not to put his name in the system. I gave him the contact information and where his mother was, and I was pleading with them to take him to her. And they refused to do so, and inevitably Child and Family Services was contacted. And now my name is on Child and Family Services register for danger to children, and I'm trying to go through the recourse of having that removed and addressing that so that it doesn't prevent me from working with the youth that I'm known for doing.
Kimon Freeman, we're actually standing outside the D.C. Superior Court, but you were not here for that case. You were here to get permits. Well, we were talking about a lack of love that was shown to you, but I want to talk about the Black Love Festival that you've put on for years and that will take place right beside the D.C. Superior Court, September 19th.
Yes, downtown 4th and Pennsylvania Avenue, four blocks from the Capitol, is the largest annual AIDS mobilization and the premier progressive Black Arts Festival. Basically, most of the artists and activists that held off the historic Black Broadway on U Street did not have access to other festivals, other stages. And so we built our own in the spirit of Coochie Chocolier and self-determination, doing for self. And we've been doing it for 12 years. This is our 13th year. And we urge everyone to sign our voice to come out and check about it, because we need to improve our communications system. The fact of the matter is that nowhere else are you going to get truth-telling at the level that we're getting it, that we give to the people. You know, people want to talk about this mayoral race, but they're not really talking about the real issues. The issues is that Vincent Gray supported Mayor Fenty's budget. Mayor Fenty has been detained for domestic abuse to his wife, and this is common knowledge, but these things are not discussed openly because we're living in a corporate PC environment, political environment. D.C. is a political city, and they don't have room for artists, particularly progressive artists, to have a voice here. And that is what the opposition that has been holding the festival back from being into the public consciousness in a wide, broader aspect. And that's why WPFW and other independent outlets such as this and the work that you're doing is so needed. So the festival is just in that same breath of independent thought, independent artists, and independent thinking.
Kimon Freeman, I just remember the last time I interviewed you, and it was in the D.C. Council chamber, well, the breakfast room or meeting room right beside
the
council
breakfast
chamber, the breakfast club where they meet before the council votes, and hundreds of people from Save Our Safety Net, well over 100 people, you were among them, busted in and interrupted the breakfast, and you had a few words to say to Councilmember Jack Evans, among others, about, well, the highest tax rate in the city begins at $40,000. Someone making $400,000 or $4 million pays the same rate as someone making $40,000. And you and others with Save Our Safety Net feel that instead of cutting the basic services that are so desperately needed, we should look at in this city possibly a progressive tax structure.
And this same budget that we was fighting for was approved by Vincent Gray and the current council members with the Save of five members who did vote for this progressive income tax for the wealthiest in the city. But Vincent Gray told us explicitly that you could not pass such a law during an election year, which just goes further to confirm the plutocracy that we all under. But the good news is that if Fenty loses this race, and it does appear that he will do so, people are studying this because it'd be the first time that I know of that the candidate with the largest purse strings, with the largest money invested, doesn't win.
And much larger. He has a huge advantage in money.
Yeah, so they're analyzing this very closely as we speak. Political analysts are looking at it very closely. And so that is a triumph. But I just hope that people realize that that won't be enough. That would be the beginning, because we need to hold people accountable about following the money where it goes. And the budget is still not Fenty may be gone, but Fenty's budget will still be here. And we need to deal with that. And hopefully Michelle Reed will be gone as he exits.
Come on, Freeman, let's go back to September 19th to right here. Who are some of the performers that will be coming out?
We're going to be honoring, of course, we give out acknowledgments of our own. We have started the Scotty Beats Stop the Violence Music Award to offset the commercialization of our culture, and in honor of Scotty Beats, who was one of the top sound engineers in Washington, D.C., and was tragically murdered by one of our young people here. Also, we give out the Fannie Lou Hamer Award for community service. The Fannie Lou Hamer Award is going to Mamia Abu-Jamal's campaign, represented by Pam Africa, spokesperson for Mamia, and also Mona Africa, the only survivor of the MOVE bombing on May 13, 1995. America's only dropped two bombs, only two instances America's dropped bombs on American soil, and both times was dropped on black people, and the last time was May 13, 1995 on a block in Philadelphia by a black mayor, I might add. Also, the Scotty Beats Stop the Violence Music Award, we are honoring Kokai, who is the he was the hip-hop ambassador of the State Department, traveling all over the world in the Middle East trying to improve American relations over there through music. And also the great Asheru, Gabriel Ben is the founder of HELP, Hip Hop Education Literacy Program, and also the music you hear behind the TV show Boondocks. And in addition to that, we have the best art and the best information and the best cultural representation of black music represented at the festival during the course of the day, September 19th from noon to 7 p.m., and I hope the people will come out and support their own.
You've been doing this for, what, 12? This is the 13th?
This is the 13th year, and I have not received one dime for doing this. It was either obligation and a sense of community, and just trying to finish the unfinished, trying to complete the unfinished work of my mentors, you know, Malcolm, Martin, Meg Evers, you know, Che Guevara, all the people who inspired us to have some influence in this life, in this day, in this time, and that's what we're here to do.
And you need folks to come out. You need support going forward, because while you've been doing this for 12, 13 years now, it's not clear that you'll be able to keep going forward. But this is an important occasion, the Black Love Festival. Can you talk about the significance, the importance of folks coming out and supporting it?
Well, the fact that a lot of people in the Sound of Voice is the first time they're hearing about the Black Love Festival is just testimony to the commercialization of our culture. We don't have much of in ways of communication. And just like everyone else is out here, we're struggling with the financial climate being what it is. And, you know, last hired, first fired, it's the same scenario with us. Our vendors have, the numbers of our vendors have dipped, and organizations, nonprofit organizations that is, participating has dipped. And that was our our main source of revenue, because when you're speaking truth to power and telling people that McDonald's is not good for you and Coca-Cola cleans the corrosion off your battery cable and shouldn't be given to your children, that limits the amount of corporate sponsorship that you can get for truth telling. So because we don't have that revenue, it's making it difficult for us to continue doing what we do. So hopefully with the sound of our voice, people come out and, you know, it just be as simple as 2,000 people giving us $5. That's all we need to continue to make this event happen. And hopefully that would be the case, and hopefully we'll be able to move forward, and it won't be another victim of gentrification.
Any final thoughts you want to share? Come on, Freeman.
I would like to tell people in the sign of voice to mentor children outside of your household and to make sure that you do what you can to make a difference in your life while you can. And also, please, by all means, bring your friends and your family to the festival and see what we're talking about.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Pete.